The Storyflow Daily Brief for June 8th. Here are today's top 10 tech stories. First, from 404 Media. Google is quietly buying code from Play Store developers to train AI. Google has quietly been offering to buy access to code written by developers who have released Android apps on the Play Store in order to help the company train its AI coding tools, 404 Media has learned. Google has emailed some app developers with an offer to join a confidential content offer pilot that will allow developers to generate additional revenue from your apps, according to an email sent to the developer of an Android app that has millions of downloads. Second, from 404 Media, companies are using Reddit to manipulate ChatGPT and Google AI search. 404 Media is an independent website whose work is written, reported, and owned by human journalists and whose intended audience is real people, not AI scrapers, bots, or a search algorithm. Sign up to support our work and for free access to this article. Learn why we require this here. The moderators of the biohacking subreddit say that peptide and hormone replacement therapy companies have been surreptitiously spamming Reddit in an attempt to get their posts scraped by AI chatbots. Third, from 404 Media. Podcast, hackers asked Meta AI to let them in. It worked. We start this week with Jason's story about one of the wildest hacking stories in a while. Hackers simply asked Meta's AI to change the email address on a target Instagram account, and the chatbot did so. Insane. After the break, Emmanuel tells us about Amazon's internal leaderboard for tracking AI usage and how it was cheated. In the subscribers-only section, we provided an update on our lawsuit against ICE. Listen to the weekly podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Become a paid subscriber for access to this episode's bonus content and to power our journalism. Fourth, from 404 Media, demand is booming for new no-tech repairable tractor. The secondary market for decades-old, low-tech John Deere tractors has been booming for years as farmers have sought reliable tractors that they can actually fix without having to deal with John Deere's repair monopoly. A Canadian company has seen that demand and came up with a radical thought. What if they made a new, repairable, no-tech tractor to solve what has become a gigantic pain point for farmers? Alberta's Ursa Ag says that it has been inundated with demand after announcing its tractor, which costs roughly half as much as a Deere, and has the benefit of not being a repair nightmare. Fifth, from 404 Media, Google employees internally share memes about how its AI sucks. While Google CEO Sundar Pichai proudly tells the world that 75% of all new code at the company is AI-generated, internally Google employees are sharing memes about how AI is bad at that exact task and makes their job harder. Sixth, from 404 Media, watch these judges rip into lawyers for citing cases that don't exist. In the last few years, we've heard case after case where attorneys used generative AI and were caught including fake citations, quotes, and other major errors in their filings. This generally plays out in dockets, where their opponents or judges spot them and, in the polite language of the courts, scold them for wasting everyone's time and being a disgrace to the legal profession. Sometimes, this results in serious sanctions. Seventh, from 404 Media. Immigrant rights lawyers file lawsuit over Palantir's Elite. An immigrant rights and advocacy group has filed a lawsuit against Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, seeking records related to the agency's use of Palantir tools. 404 Media first revealed a tool called Elite and its links to Palantir in January, based in part on a leaked user guide for Elite. Eighth, from 404 Media. I must attempt to explain the Lego scandal rocking YouTube, entire state of Utah. This week, I have been buried under a series of story tips and reporting leads that I'm excited about, that I think are important, and that I am anxious to get into the world. But I woke up today and realized that I could simply no longer ignore a simmering drama that has been on my radar for weeks, that is now breaking containment and demands attention, the YouTube Lego drama, aka Bricks and Minifigs scandal. It is, unfortunately, impossible to succinctly or fully explain the YouTube Lego drama, for I believe it is impossible for one to fully understand or suss out every angle of what is going on. Ninth, from 404 Media. Satya Nadella, not sure, who said Microsoft wanted to make addictive AI, is looking for guy who did this. On Tuesday, we published an article about an internal Microsoft strategy document that explained the company wanted to make people addicted to its new AI assistant, Scout. Thursday, Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella told staff that he was not sure what this document is or who is writing and leaking this nonsense, according to a message obtained by The Information. The document we reported on was not some random document. As we wrote at the time, the strategy document was written by Microsoft executives Omar Shaheen, Jacob Werner, and some sort of AI writing tool. 10th, from 404 Media. K-pop fans are calling out creepy deepfakes of idols. K-pop fans are well known as a force to be reckoned with on the internet, with some fans holding fierce allegiances and passions when it comes to specific artists. On social media, some obsessive fans are using generative AI to create what is essentially self-insert fanfiction, creepy videos and images of themselves kissing, cuddling, and getting various kinds of lovey-dovey with their favorite idols. That's today's Tech Brief. Subscribe at storyflow.com to get this delivered to your private podcast feed every morning. Refreshed 051642s.